personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to you.
My name is Obed Edemajao from Bani Basenta and a dancing star by God's grace. I want to give God all the glory for making a way for me to graduate this year. In April, I was working on my project, and as part of my project, I was supposed to make a presentation on a fungus in microbiology. But unfortunately, the fungus got contaminated. So it meant that anything I had done was flawed. And for me to graduate this year, I have to successfully submit my project. And since I had nothing to submit, I wasn't going to graduate. So this got me very depressed, very sad. I'm a happy person, but for some time, it vanished. It vanished. And for some strange reason, I got close to one of the very old lab technicians in the department. And when I told him what happened, he said he would talk to my supervisor. So I just kept praying and believing. Whatever happens. Then I got a call that I've been given a new project. But given the time, it was very impossible to finish because exams was just approaching and we were submitting after exams. So I was very depressed. I was very sad. I knew I wasn't graduating. But God being so good, this same lab technician, he stayed with me throughout the period. In the evenings, on weekends, Sundays, Saturdays, he'll call me. We virtually divided the work. He did part and I did part. And by the grace of God, I submitted my project. I met the deadline. And to top it all, my supervisor called me to his office and said he was really, really impressed with my work. I was shocked. And he said I was awarded an A, which I wasn't expecting. Because me, I just wanted to graduate. That's all I wanted. But I had an A, and I really want to thank God for making a way for me to graduate. And I also want to thank Daddy for the prayers, because I remember during those times, I came for garden service one day, and I just came from the lab, and I came here straight for service. And Daddy prayed and said that anything that's going to be a source of disgrace and shame to you, be delivered from it. And I believe that that prayer delivered me from the shame and disgrace of not graduating. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Put your hands together for a powerful testimony. We have another testimony. Please help me welcome Kwesi Sam to share his testimony with us.
My name is Kwesi Sam from TF Basenta, and I am a film star. I want to give God all the glory for delivering me from a motorbike accident. Last month, I was on my way to a rehearsal at the Kodesh from Ashaiman. And on my way, I had my earpiece on and I was listening to a message on Sweet Melodies. So because of the message I was listening to, I was kind of distracted from whatever was happening on the road. And all of a sudden, a motorbike on top speed came from behind me, and all I could see was my earpiece stuck on the motorbike. And the amazing thing about the whole thing is that my earpiece was connected to my phone in my right pocket. And the motorbike came from the opposite side, that's my left. So I'm saying it's amazing because I don't know how the earpiece got stuck on the motorbike without hitting me. And I believe God kind of made a divine escape for me, and he spared my life. And I want to thank God so much. And I want to thank Daddy for his prayers. I believe the prayers are covering upon us. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you.
Amen. We have our final testimony coming from Erajua Okine. Please put your hands together as we welcome Erajua to share her testimony with us.
My name is Erajua Okine, and I'm from OEB Center.
And I want to give glory to God for giving me a financial breakthrough to start up my business. I'm a student of University of Ghana, Legon, and Daddy always talks about us being creative and learning to do things about for ourselves. So I decided to start up an art business because I had this passion for art. But the problem is I didn't have capital to start. And Daddy always says that we shouldn't be borrowers. So I decided to save up bits and bits of my allowances in school to start up. And the problem is I didn't know how to. So when we came last week to church, Daddy preached about a sermon themed, "My Long-Awaited Promotion Has Come." And I recall Daddy giving us an assignment that we should all go back and pray with Psalm 3. So when I got home, I did that. On Tuesday, I called to check up on an application someone was helping me with. And but to the glory of God, by the grace of God, this person offered to give me capital to start up my business free of charge. And I don't know if you understand when I say free of charge. I'm getting to start up my business and I'm not paying anybody for anything. I won't be in debt. And I want to give glory to God for such a great thing He's done for me. And I want to thank Daddy so much for the prayers and the messages. And I want to encourage everybody here, if you are here and you don't believe in the prayers, please believe in them. Because indeed, our long-awaited promotion has come. Amen.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for powerful testimonies. How many of you have been so blessed by the testimonies, ladies and gentlemen? We have a powerful ministration. Why don't you put your hands together as we welcome Ida?
Through trying time, joy comes in the morning, and even when it seems hard to find, He gives us peace for you and me. Be thankful for everything, and in everything count it all joy, count it all joy, even when it seems so hard to know, He'll never give you more than you can handle. The evil one may come and may try away your gladness, even when it seems that He's won, we are to claim the victory. Be thankful for everything, and in everything count it all joy, count it all joy. Seems so hard to and know that He'll never give you more than you can handle. Come on and count it all joy, even when it seems so hard to. Tears, I'm gonna get over. Woo! I'm looking forward, not God over my shoulder. Hard times will be gone. I'm gonna get over. Ooh. I'm looking forward every day. I'm holding on. See, once I cry these tears, I'm gonna get over. Ooh. I'm looking forward. Over my shoulder, hard times will be gone. It's gonna be over. Oh, I'm looking forward every day. I'm holding on and count it all joy, even when it seems so hard to just know that He'll never give you. Even when it seems so hard to, and you got to know that He'll never give you more than you can have. Count with me, count it all. 1, 2, 3, 4. Even when it seems so hard to. Seems so hard. Oh no, He'll never give you more than you can handle. Count it all joy.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the word. Amen. How many of you believe that your long-awaited promotion has come? Ladies and gentlemen, God has a word for us this morning that is taking us to the next level. And if you're excited, make your loudest noise. Let's welcome our daddy, Bishop Dagwood.
Father, thank you for the blessing of this wonderful day that you have made. We are grateful in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, my long-awaited promotion has come. Psalm 75. Do you believe the prophetic word? Psalm 75 and verse 5. Lift not up your horn on high and speak not with a stiff neck. Now, do you know that there is what we call non-verbal communication? Things you are saying without saying. And they are all real. So you must, and the Bible is full of examples, and one of them is when you speak with a stiff neck. Like if somebody calls you, you turn around like this. And they call you, you turn around like this.
When they call you to the left, you say, as if your neck is paining you. But it's pride. You are free from pride. In Jesus' name. Psalm 3 verse 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. So, it says, promotion does not come from the east or from the west, nor from the south. But notice, it did not say it does not come from the north. Were you here last week? I was telling you about, did you check on the internet about the, did you find it? Yeah. It talks about the largest space they found in the north, confirming, you know, that God is actually in the north. I think God is also physical, but he's so fantastic that it's too beyond us. Because you can't even see. Yeah. Like when I say physical, like I think you can get to a point, you see that is it. Because if you take the stars, the size is beyond comprehension. The distance from here to a star, the nearest star, is 80,000. It takes you 80,000 years to get there on a rocket, traveling at 55,000 miles per hour, which no plane travels at 55. The fastest I've ever been in a plane is 1,000. Yeah. How much more if you're walking? You know, and I'm talking about this space that has been found in the north. It's beyond the stars, which are very far. You know, they are like this. The nearest star is 4 light years. That means when you see the light, it's 4 years ago. It took 4 years away. So it takes 4 years for the light to come. Unlike the sun, which takes about 10 minutes. Sun is quite near. Very near. That's why we experience the heat, the warmth. It's just a few million miles away. All right? Never be afraid of science. Science can only prove that God is real. And it takes more faith to believe that there is no God. Yes. It takes more faith to believe that there is no God. Yes. Far. I mean, you really need to have faith to believe that there is no God. Like, the world just came. Even just your body. If you think of your body, you have a bladder now, a tank filling up with urine as I'm speaking. You have a heart which is a pump. It's pumping. It has never stopped pumping since you were born. No battery, no generator, no light. It's pumping. Huh? And it no power bank. It never stops. And if you run or you lift your leg up, hand up like this, you start to feel tired in your muscles. But the cardiac muscle is different. It regenerates the strength by itself. So like if my hand goes up 80 times a minute, so the heart is pumping 80 a minute. If you're an athlete, it will be slower. The more healthy you are, the slower your heart is. Yeah. You know, if you check an athlete's heart, you see it's about 60, 50, 40. Those who run 1,500 meters, their heart rates are very low. It shows the capacity of your heart. It's like, I need only 40 beats to keep going for now. But you, that you are not healthy, you need about 80 or 90 to be pumping. So you don't move, you don't do any exercise. So the heart is, I mean, yes. But you imagine lifting your hand up 80 times. The heart is doing it. Never stop. And since you were born, the whole of this year, since January, it's been pumping. Never gets tired. Never complains. You say, no problem, I'll pump every day. When you sleep, I'll be pumping. You sleep, I'll be. Because I need to pump whilst you are sleeping. Yes. Your brain working, connecting to nerves. If somebody even touches you like this, more, you feel it. different parts of your body have more nerves with more feelings. The more nerves, the more feelings. Hey! Yeah. No, you need to have more. That. Why are there more nerves at certain points and then other places? It's just there. I say it's just fantastic. I mean, you need faith to believe that it's all accidental. And the eyes are full of some kind of water that acts like a glass. So that when something is coming, you see, then it goes through the water, different types, like the cornea, and then another one inside, full of water. If you punch it, it's all just water coming out. And it's been adjusted like a glass, like a lens. With muscles that when the thing is getting nearer, two little muscles, one here, called the ciliary muscles, they press it and the lens becomes fatter or slimmer so that you see nearer or further away, zooms on its own. It's an accident, you see. It came by accident. And no camera ever is as wide as the eye. I heard Bonke complaining. I mean, he's one of his best. He worked for him for 20, so many years. He told me that Bonke says that when he stands on the crusade platform and he sees the crowd, then they take pictures. He doesn't see what he saw when he was standing on the stage. You see, and you know, I also didn't understand it because I look at the picture and I say, ah, but this crusade, I remember how massive it was. Then I found that there is no camera that can capture what the eye captures. Yes, what God has made. No camera. iPhone 7 and 9, iPhone 20. Clap for God, clap for God, clap for God, clap for God, clap for God. Huh? It's fantastic. Sit down, sit down. Yeah. And then inside you are desires. Which are caused by chemicals. Chemicals. You see, if I take your blood and you close my eyes and I take your blood without looking at who you are, when I look into your blood, I can tell whether you are male or female. Yeah, I can tell whether you are male or female by checking something. Yes. And I'll know that you are a woman or you are a man by your blood, by the, what is it? So that's why you think different. So women are thinking differently. We are also thinking differently. I'm speaking on behalf of the men. We are thinking differently and the girls are also thinking differently. Because of the mixture in the blood. Oh. Hey. And then the chemicals rise and fall by themselves in their blood. Like if I check your blood, I can know what time of the day it is. When I go into your blood, I can check, know the time of the day. Yeah. Because there are some chemicals that go up and then they come down. In the morning they go up and they come down. You see, like the brothers have a chemical that comes. Of science. Be serious about science and you'll be happy. Yeah, I can know what time of the day. And if you check yourself, you'll see at a specific time certain things happen in your body. God is really great. Even happiness. Happiness is you can see it from the chemicals in the blood. That's how come they can even treat depression, because they notice certain changes in the chemicals, and that is making your mood change. It takes faith to believe that all these things are accidental. It really takes a lot of faith. So if you have the faith, you need to see me and pray for me for faith to believe that there is no God. I mean, it's so difficult. All right. That's apart from the sun and the moon and the stars and the planets. The day I saw Saturn, and I would advise everybody to see a close-up film of a flyby of Saturn, you will only exclaim, as I exclaimed, and my wife exclaimed when she came in. She came into them, I was watching. I said, "Mommy, look at this. It is Saturn." She said, "Ah, why don't people believe in God?" It's the first, and that was my first reaction. Why don't people believe in God? Why don't people believe in God? And it has been there all this time. We've not seen it. God has not sent us pictures. And he doesn't care whether we don't believe. It's amazing. So, God is real. And he says, promotion does not come from the south, the east, or the west. But there's no mention of the north. And Lucifer, when he was becoming proud, said, "I will ascend to the sides of the north." So when I found this, I just don't know what made me go and look for it. And I saw the biggest thing they have found in the universe is a big space in the north of the star, billions of light years away. So maybe when you die, you actually fly some billions of light years to where God is home. And you'll be crying on earth that why is he dead or why is she dead? He's gone to other galaxies. I heard Rick Joyner's book, When God Walked the Earth. He spoke about some angels. You know, there was a young man who was called, and he was responding to the call, and immediately two angels came, said they had been sent from some galaxies. So I think some of the angels are residing. And actually, some of the stars, I believe, they are angels. The morning star. Have you heard that before? The brighter morning star. The day star. All right. Now, today I want us to move on to the components of your long-awaited promotion. Or the elements. Revelation 5 and verse 12. Now, this is when Jesus Christ was promoted. So, looking at the great promotion of Jesus, I believe we can see our future. Amen. Now, verse 1. Let's read verse 1. I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book. Verse 2. I saw a strong angel saying, "Who is worthy to open the book?" Then he said, "No man in heaven or in earth or under the earth was able to open the book. And I wept much." Verse 5. Then one of the elders said, "Don't cry. Don't cry. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book." All right. And lo, in the midst of the throne, okay, of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth. Now, just as a side thing, you know, you can't put God in a box. You see, verse 4 says, he said, "The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed." Then when they showed him, he said, "Look, the lion, look at the word, lion." For those who are not seen, Lion of the tribe. Then in verse 5, then they showed what was on the throne. Look at verse 5. When they showed the throne, it was a lamb. Stood a lamb. I beheld a lamb that has been slain. So the lamb was the lion. So you see, God can come to you in any way. Now, we all know him as a lion, but now he's coming as a lamb. So God has different presentations. Animals, the reason why we catch wild animals are because they are so predictable. Did you know that? It's the only reason why, and I know for sure now, because I know, if you want to catch a lion. When I was in Kenya the other day, we were taking us to go and see lions. they told us we have to go at dawn. That's when they go, they are out. Go in the afternoon, they are sleeping. You won't see them. You see a bush, you think it's a bush, but it's a lion who is resting. And you say you are going to wee with them before you realize you have turned into lunch. It almost happened to us. Yes. So we know they will always come in the night. Snakes, I've watched some snake hunters, amazing. They know, they'll say there will be a snake here. There'll be one here. And they go there, it's there. Always, they are predictable. So don't be predictable for Satan to be able to get you. He knows you are like a dog. At this time of the day, you do this. This time you do this. This time you do this. Do you understand? Yes. Don't be predictable. So we are so predictable. We know that when you do this, this is how you behave. And when we just smile at you like this, you always go this way. And no, you are delivered from an animal state in Jesus' name. So you can't even put God in a box. He said, I saw there was a lion. The lion has prevailed. And when he saw no, he came as a lamb. Okay, let's go on. Verse 7. And he came and took the book out of the one who sat on the throne. Verse 8. And when he had taken the book, four beasts, 24 elders fell down with their golden harps and all the big shots in heaven. They all fell down. I don't know who the big shots are. Maybe you may be one of these big shots. Maybe we are reading about you. Verse 9. And they sang a new song saying, thou art worthy to take the book thereof, for thou wast slain. Huh? You've been through a lot and has redeemed us to God by the blood out of every tongue and so on. Go on. Verse 10. And has made us unto our God kings and priests. And we shall reign on earth. Beautiful. Verse 11. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the beast. And the number of them was 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Verse 12. Saying, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive his long-awaited promotion. And here you have the sevenfold description of the enthroned or promoted Lamb of God. Do you see? Because you see, when Jesus was on earth, he was a carpenter. Things were not so easy for him as a savior. He went through difficulties. People slapped him, they beat him, they insulted him, they spat on him, threw him away. Who are you? Go away. But his long-awaited promotion eventually came. And we are seeing the revelation of it. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power. So seven things you can expect if you are following Jesus, and you are receiving the promotion that he received. He's been exalted and lifted high. Amen. And what are the seven things that he received? Power, riches. I didn't write the Bible, so even those who are against the money part, it is there already. Wisdom, strength, honor, and glory, and blessing. Wow. So these are the seven components of your long-awaited promotion. Amen. Verse 13. And every creature which is in heaven and also in the sea, I heard them say, it's like everybody agrees with this promotion. Everybody agrees with it. And I heard them saying, blessings and honor, glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever. Everybody, the angels, you know, there are some people when you have a new car, some people agree, some don't agree. Sometimes when you are promoted, some agree, some don't agree. Like when President Akufo-Addo became a president, some agreed and some did not agree. And when President Mahama became the president, some are happy, some were not happy. But in heaven, every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, etc. And all it, I heard all of them say, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits on the throne forever and ever. Beautiful. Is that not fantastic? And now the four beasts, verse 14, the four beasts said amen. Even the four beasts agreed with the promotion. And the 24 elders, like the main committee, they all agreed with the promotion. They said amen. They also fell down and they worshiped. They said that, Charlie, that thing is correct. So everybody has agreed with Jesus' promotion, including the angels. He said, I saw angels. Where was it? I saw angels, plenty angels. Huh? Verse 11. Angels. Hey! Round about the throne and elders and beasts and ten thousands and thousands of thousands. Everybody agreed with the promotion. Now, is everybody going to agree with your promotion? Wow, everybody should agree, otherwise it's not a real promotion and it will go away. So, everybody must agree with your promotion. Now, why would somebody agree with your promotion? When I became a medical doctor, there was no dispute. Everybody agreed with my being a doctor because they checked my marks, my pass mark in surgery. We do only three subjects in the final year. General surgery. I passed, which is made up of other things. Orthopedics, ophthalmology, etc. We do. Then they checked my marks in internal medicine. And they saw that one too, I had prevailed. And then they checked my marks in community health. Public health, community health, and they saw that I had passed. So there was no dispute. The medical council, medical and dental council, Ghana Medical Association, medical school authorities, everybody agreed with my elevation to the rank of doctor in 1989. Huh? Why? Because I passed all my tests. So now, are you going to pass all your tests for your long-awaited promotion to be given to you? It's a question. So you must prepare for tests. And you must pass all. And the best way to pass tests are to do pass questions, including spiritual examinations. The best way to pass is to do past questions. Those of you who've been failing exams in school, you don't do past school. That is why you. Not appall. Past questions. Magic. That's what we call magic. Especially those in medical school. If you joke with magic, you fail. You can't come to medical school and say you were the best in the Western region or you were the best in Central. We don't have that in medical school. Be serious. Wow. So now, how many of you want to pass some tests? That's why it says count it all joy. I'm sure those who are, is anybody here in final year medical school in a few weeks, you are going to write your final exam. Look at some there. You see, they are so happy. And there's one here. They are so happy this final test is coming because as soon as they finish that one, we shall all hail you as doctors. Instead of calling you students, we'll say, oh, doc, your long-awaited promotion for 7 years, examinations, tests, trial, tribulations. Hallelujah. So, Proverbs chapter 1, I'm going to show you your exams and I'm going to give you past questions so that I can help you to prepare for your examinations and therefore your promotion. And I'll tell you that if I don't give an example of a test in my life, you can see me privately and I can tell you an example, yes. But hardly does any, you see, like when you became a doctor, this one, I stand up, you. Did you do surgery exam? Say if you did, you say yes.
Yes.
Did you do internal medicine?
Yes.
Did you do community health?
Yes.
Did you do psychiatry?
Yes.
Did you do orthopedics?
Yes.
Did you do ONG, gynecology?
Yes.
Did you do pediatrics?
Yes.
Did you do pharmacology?
Yes.
You see, me and her, I know the test she did. That's why she's called doctor. I did the same test that she did. That's why we are all called doctor. We all have the same promotion in life. You can't call her Mrs. O. She's doctor. Me too. You can't call me. And my doctor is not something I bought with $200 on the internet. It's a real doctor. Be serious. So, all those who are called doctor, you get it? They have the same test that they did. So, I don't need to see her privately like, Charlie, come and let's agree before I preach. And then when I say this, you say, no, I know the test she did. She has to do the same. Otherwise, it's not fair. Why should she do a shorter one? I do this. You do. No. I mean, it's your father, the owner of the school. Why did you go? You didn't do the test. I did it and you didn't do. Short course. You did a short course and then I did a long course. So for God's promotion, you need to do all the tests that everybody does. And at one point or another, without, I don't know how it happens, but it always happens. My God. Proverbs chapter 1. Sit down. I'll give you the subjects. How many want to know the subjects that are coming in the exam? And you can see me for remedial classes if you've already taken some of them and you didn't go through. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel, verse 2. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Okay? Number 3, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple. And to the young man, knowledge and discretion. Wow. That's all. You have right there the exam subjects. 7 of them. Tests of your is because notice verse 4, to give the young man, isn't it? To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. These are things you need to know. So when you say you know it and you've done it, then it will be tested. So when a person comes to medical school, we give the person anatomy. Why anatomy? I mean, I can't allow you to be a doctor without knowing anatomy. If somebody comes and says, I got a pain on my lower part of my ribs there, and you start saying that, oh, I think your bladder is worrying you. I mean, even a lay person knows that the bladder is not here. When you feel like we, where do you feel it? Down. Why do you say your bladder is over here? Or if you have some pain in your stomach, you say, oh, I think I have a brain infection in my stomach. Even an ordinary person knows where the stomach is. So you can't just come out without knowing certain subjects. And there are 7 subjects here. 1, wisdom. It will be tested properly. We will test you on your wisdom. Number 2, we'll test you on your understanding. Number 3, we'll be tested on your justice. Justice. Yeah. Number 4, your judgment. Number 5, your equity. 6, your subtlety. And 7, your discretion. All right? I mean, see, some of you, even the subject, you don't even know what the subject is. and you don't know that you are being examined. Or you go, when I mention certain subjects in medicine, you don't even know what it is. Yes. And when I mention it, you don't know neonatology. Do you know what it is? You don't know what it is. Meanwhile, you are going to do an exam in it and you don't know the name of the subject. So these are the things you are going to be tested in. Put it back there from verse 1. Your wisdom is going to be tested. Your understanding is going to be tested. Justice. And even the government is going to be tested on that. Justice. Your judgment, which is your decisions. Decisions. Your decisions. Yeah. Your promotion comes from your decisions. Your judgment. Equity. You know, those who did law can tell us what equity is. And then your knowledge. I mean, you'll be tested on what you know. What you know? What do you know? And then what you know takes you up or down. Even without going to school, without me preaching, you can know that what you know takes you up or down. You know, one day I saw a sister, a brother, and a sister. Two of them come to my mind. But I remember this sister. She was always in the prayer meeting. Shivara, and she likes stamping her foot. But she was never going up in church. And it was because of her lack of knowledge of the word. She was not into the word. She was into prayer. But you don't get promoted because of your prayer. You get promoted because of your knowledge. Yeah, what you know. What you know really, not what is on head. Knowledge. I'm here also because of what I know. Some tests have passed through. All right, so now, today, we want to just look at one of them. One of the subjects. Are you interested? Are you still interested in going through the subjects? Yeah. Because he says you have to give a wise, a young man, knowledge, subtlety, how to be subtle, judgment, justice, discretion, etc. So you need to have all these, okay? And then your life, your whole life are going to be examinations on these things. For instance, if you take knowledge, your knowledge of the word. You know, when I was getting married, I mean, let's go back. Now we have all these books and things that we are using. But you see, you must cast your mind back. Like, in my time, there was no book. I was not even counseled. So it's what I know from the word. No one advised me or anything. So what do you know? So your life's decisions, judgment. I took a decision to get married. Nobody told me to get married. I took a decision to play golf. Nobody told me to. I've never been advised to do all these things. Do you see? My understanding of different issues as they came up brought me either higher or lower. All right? Yeah. What do you know? There was recently a science quiz, I think. And those who knew more won. Yes. Promotion. Do you see? Yeah. Amazing. People invite me all over the world when they read my books. Can you believe I'm invited to countries? Just read a book, never met me. And have you been invited before? But maybe they haven't read your book. I said, maybe they haven't read your book. Yes. They want to see your book. You know, one day I went to Nigeria. Benny Hinn was coming for a crusade there. And they were preparing the stage and so on. So when I got there, I went on stage, you know, many years ago. And then there were a lot of security people there. And suddenly, I saw a team charging at me. Honestly, I almost turned around and ran. But again, if a lion is attacking you, never move. Stand there. It's very important. This knowledge may save your life. So you stay there and it will stop. I've seen it before. Not myself, but in the film. Oh, yeah. You run, you are dead. You are dead. The instinct is to chase something. Yes. Anyway, so when these guys were on stage, when they came towards me, when they charged at me, I just stood there. And I thought they were about to drive me off the stage. When they came, look at loyalty and disloyalty. Mr. Disloyalty, I said, it is me. They've read my book. You get it. So, your knowledge promotes you, isn't it? All right. Now, today I want us to look at the tests of discretion. And it's an interesting word, I know, you know, but it's worth looking at. Discretion, all right, it means is the trait of judging wisely and objectively. The trait of judging wisely and objectively. I'm reading from the dictionary now. Another one is the freedom to act or judge on one's own. Like on your own, you know what to do. I'm reading from the dictionary. The freedom to act and judge on one's own. Number two, or number three, knowing how, discretion, I'm reading the dictionary, knowing how to avoid embarrassment or distress. You are avoiding all forms of embarrassment in the name of Jesus. How many want to avoid all forms of embarrassment in Jesus' name? And then number four, refined taste or tact. Refined taste. All right. It comes from an old Latin word meaning discernment. So discretion is knowing how to. The last one. I missed out one. The five. The power of making free choices. The power of making your discretion, all right? Free choices unconstrained by external agencies. And of course, God can never be an external agency to you. God is part of your life. The word of God is part of your life. So the ability to act and judge wisely in life is very important. And that's what takes you up or takes you down. And today you are receiving the ability to act and to judge wisely in Jesus' name. Now, don't be worried at the speed at which we go through. Because if we don't go through with speed, you are not going to get it. Amen. Now, the components of promotion, before I go into the test. How many of you know that every time God promotes, you notice these elements? Power, isn't it? Power. Ecclesiastes chapter 6, look at verse 1 and 2. Ecclesiastes chapter 6. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun and is common among men, verse 2. A man to whom God has given. I want you to notice that God gives these things. God has given riches, wealth, honor. Okay? Huh? Riches, wealth, honor, which are mentioned among the things you are being promoted with. Okay? But there's one interesting one there. And God giveth him not the power to eat it. So you see, that's why the promotion of God is not just riches, but the power. Wow. To eat thereof. But a stranger eateth it. This is vanity, and it is an evil disease. That's bad. And look at chapter 5 and verse 18, I think. 5 and 18. Yes. Behold, that which I have seen, it is good and comely for one to eat and to drink and to enjoy the good of his labor that he taketh under the sun all the days of his life which God giveth him, for it is his portion. And verse 19. Every man to whom God, notice again God, I'm talking about your long-awaited promotion from God, of course, divine promotion. God has given him riches, wealth, and God has also given him power to eat part of it. Because you cannot eat everything. And to take his portion, God gives that power. So that is why when he says blessing, glory, honor, power, riches, that's the promotion of God, includes the power. This verse, I'm showing it to you for you to see the power part. Honor, morning, John. Power to do what? Power to eat thereof. Power to take his portion. Yes, some people don't enjoy life. Only savings. Everyday savings. You have married a wife, she cannot buy clothes. Because you are always saving. You don't have the power to enjoy. Small enjoyment. Every day you are taking your wife or your friend to don't mind your wife chop back. Instead of taking them to a higher place, you are saving. To take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. That is, one of it is to be happy whilst you work. You know, when you are not happy when you are working, it's very unfortunate. If you've ever worked at a place before, which you don't like going to, I have before. I've worked at places I didn't like going to work. I hated going to work. But now, I don't know. My problem is that, it's not a problem, but I used to ask, how many days off do I have? It shows you are not working at the right place. But the day you find a place you can rejoice in your labor, that you are laboring and you are happy. Wow. I've worked at Kolebu before. I wouldn't recommend that. This is the gift of God. So one of the components of your promotion is like, God will give you power to take, to enjoy, to even live. One day I was signing a contract with somebody. I told him, I'm going to pay you. It was for over $1 million. We're buying something. I told him to reduce it. And I said, the reason I'm advising you is that I want you to be able to use the money that we are about to pay you. And I will not tell you the end of the story. Because I was not negotiating something for my personal. I was negotiating on behalf of God. You are going to have power to be happy. Now, if you take somebody like Princess Diana, she never had the power to enjoy her husband. She didn't have the ability. Because by her own interview, which she gave, when they went on the honeymoon, she started checking his messages and said that he has received cufflinks as a gift from his former whatever. That's honeymoon, not like the marriage has been there for like 11 years or 19 years and then they are tired of themselves. Like they've now started on the honeymoon on the boat. 3 days. And she said, I thought, she wrote it and she said it. She said that, I thought in my head that every 5 minutes he was getting up to go and send a message to her and come back. Like he would go and send a message and come back to her and go and come. So she was, she was not happy. She was not happy. From the beginning. Yes. So those of you who are forcing to take somebody's beloved. Yeah. You may get the beloved, but you may not have the power to enjoy the person. And one of the components of God's promotion is the power to enjoy, to take your portion, and the ability to eat of the good of your hard work. But there are some, there are especially girls. You know, girls don't think far. I don't care. You are my children. I can tell you what I think. Because, you know, there are times that I see people and I say, why are you struggling to take something that is not for you? One day. No, this is not part of the message. It's all aside, what do you call it? I was with a brother and a sister, and he was insisting on marrying. She was also insisting on marrying. I said, so I had a meeting, final meeting, and I described their future. I said, these are what are going to happen. And I looked like a bad person. I said, this will happen. Because you know what you are doing. You will not be secure in it. As time passed by, I met the brother. I said, brother, it's true. It has, everything has happened. I shouldn't even say it. He doesn't have anything to say because I saw it. I knew it. The power. So I'm talking about the components. Then I want us to go through the examination. I don't know if we have time. Then, John 21, verse 4. When the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. You know, in the morning sometimes there's some mist. Especially wherever there's water, like in Aburi Mampong. So when Jesus was standing on the shore, and when we go to Galilee, you see, you know, you'll be there. I say you'll be there. Your feet will be in Tel Aviv airport in Jesus' name. I see somebody checking through your luggage at Tel Aviv airport. You are checking in. It's your time. Now sit down. Let me finish what I'm telling you. Then Jesus called from the mist. So they heard a voice, but they didn't see who it was because of verse 4. Look at verse 4. The morning was come. Jesus stood, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. So then they heard his voice in verse 5. Children, do you have any meat? Then they didn't know who it was. Because sometimes when the voice is a bit far, and sometimes you can't hear who it is. Children, do you have any meat? And verse 6. They answered him, no. Go back to the verse. I'm sure they answered. But who be that way? Who that way? He didn't call the children. Who be the children here? He didn't say with the work. Monkey, they work, baboon, they chop. He won't chop our meat. Then they just answered, no! No fish. Maybe they thought it was one of the women coming to buy fish. Then he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, you shall find. They cast therefore. So maybe they shall. Right side, right side, right side. You know, some that people can. Right side, right side, right side, right side. The guy said, wait till he said, right side, right side. Maybe he has seen some fish from the shore. Maybe he has seen it. I don't know. Maybe we try. Show the thing for the right side. They cast therefore, and they were not able to draw it out of the water. Look at the next verse. Therefore, the disciple whom Jesus loved, that is the close one. You can be a disciple, but you will not be close. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. This one. This type of prosperity, this type of blessing, this type of answer, this type is from the Lord. It is the Lord. The man who is standing there is Jesus. The one who is standing there is Jesus. How did he see? From the prosperity that had come. From the prosperity that had come, it can only be the Lord. Yeah. You see, there are things you are going to experience. It's your duty to say, it is the Lord who has done this. Only God has done this for me. Only God. And when you fail to say that, you are some way. How many are going to start recognizing this type of divine prosperity coming into your life? And you'll be saying, I don't know the man who is standing there. So I think John, Charlie, this one here, it'd be like the Lord where they stand there, I tell you. It's our man, miracle man of prosperity. Receive your miracle prosperity and promotion in Jesus' name. Next one. Components. Before I go into the past questions. Wisdom. Power. You remember the first one was power and riches, then wisdom. In 2 Chronicles 1, verse 10, Solomon prayed and said, Lord, give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before these people. Who can judge by people that is so great? Wow. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 4, verse 15. It says, in verse 14, counsel is mine, sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. By me. So, the third thing is not just giving you power. It's not just giving you riches. But it's giving you wisdom through which you can reign in this life. Now, it takes wisdom to reign and dominate and stay ahead. Even to stay on the throne. You know that was the difference between President Rawlings and all the other. Those of you who don't know our presidents. Sometimes I give you a bit of history. The difference between President Rawlings and the others was that he was able to stay on the throne long enough at the time that he came. From the time that he came till he left was about 20 years of reigning. Whatever wisdom it is. You see, some people come, they win 4 years. And you can't stay another 4 years. You see, it takes something to stay and to maintain that ability. Because I can give everybody here 1,000 cities. By Saturday, it's finished. For some people, the 1,000 cities will become land and a house and a building. But for some people, the 1,000 cities will become KFC, this, that, blowing time, going here, doing this, and there will be nothing left after whatever. So God's promotion includes wisdom. to reign, to lead, to dominate. That is why only 2% of the people who inherit, 2% are able to increase their inheritance. Yes, only 2%. So when God is promoting you, he gives you wisdom. And I believe that when God, one of the things that when God was trying to promote me was to give me the wisdom of not borrowing. You know, whatever the way I learned it, but I learned it. And because of that, we are on more solid ground than maybe those who are in debt. Debt is crisis that shows you. Bible says, and the prodigals, and he began to be in want, and there arose a mighty famine. Till the mighty famine, those who are in debt will look more shiny than those who are not in debt. Till the mighty famine, and there arose a mighty famine, and he began to be in want, and went and joined himself to a citizen of the country. Yeah. As for debt and fake prosperity, it is because the mighty famine hasn't come. When the mighty famine of life comes, that's when you see the difference between those who are solid on the ground and the fake ones. Are you still there or you are leaving? There arose a mighty famine. But wisdom will allow you through the mighty famine. You are still reigning, reigning, reigning. Are you listening? Beautiful. So apart from power, riches, the next component is wisdom. And the next one is strength. Now, supposing you are not well, how can you enjoy? You have to take medicine instead of eating chicken. 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 1. So another thing God is giving you is strength. And Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom. And the Lord his God was with him and magnified him exceedingly. Is it not amazing? You are being strengthened by God. And his God is with you. And he's magnifying you exceedingly. Wow. You'll be well enough to enjoy your prosperity. Two times I've officiated weddings when the bride was collapsing. Twice. Beautiful brides. Beautiful. One time the bride just collapsed. Yeah. How can you collapse during your wedding? And how are you going to be strengthened to do all the things you have to do? Huh? As a new bride. Can you imagine going on your honeymoon and you are now sweating from fever? You have covered yourself. When you should have been in the swimming pool. Because honeymoon goes with swimming pool, hamburger and chips, and Coca-Cola on the shelf on the side there. When you come out of the pool, then you start sipping the Coke. Take two chips and you go back into the water. Receive his prophecy in the name of Jesus. Look, somebody sent me, I've been receiving pictures from honeymoons of this particular prophecy. Hamburger and chips on the side. Huh? Practically, you will experience it. Weak, how can you enjoy the power and the riches and the what? And the wisdom that has even put you on the throne. Look at President Buhari, he's not feeling well. Even though he's won elections. You'll be strong to enjoy the house that you have built and the curtains you have made. Shall another person come to be drawing those curtains? In the name of Jesus, I cancel that thing in Jesus' name. Some of you are going to be fixing curtains soon. Tell your neighbor, your house is nice. I've not seen it, but I hear it's very nice. How many are enjoying the components of your long-awaited promotion? What's component number one? Power. Number two, riches. Number three, wisdom. Number four, strength. Number five, honor. Honor. You are going to receive honor. Esther chapter 6. And verse 6. So Haman came in, and the king said to him, what shall be done to the man whom the king delighted to honor? Like, what shall we do? How can we honor somebody that we want to honor? Huh? Now Haman thought to himself that they were talking about him. So Charlie, he went to town with the honor, the message of honor. Verse 7. And Haman answered the king, well, let me see. For the man whom the king delighted to honor, is repeating the question. Let the royal apparel be brought which the king himself used to wear. And the horse that the king rideth upon. And the crown royal which is upon his head. So the first three steps are going to happen in your life. Number one, what kings wear. You will wear some in Jesus' name. Number two, the horse or the car that kings ride in, you'll be riding in some. And number three, the crown royal. Hey, you shall wear some of the crown. Verse 9. And let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes. In other words, like powerful people, a powerful person should come, that they may array the man without whom the king delighted to honor and bring him on horseback through the street. He should have a convoy with pini pini and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighted to honor. You will have high people working for you. When I look at the people that work for me, it has always been to me a sign of God's honor to me. Has always been. Because the smallest job is done by a very highly qualified and great person. The smallest job. Yeah. The smallest job. Yes. The one whom the king delighted to honor. They should get one of the princes to be his driver. Hey! Huh? Isn't that what he says? One of the king's most noble princes. And they should bring him on horseback. You see, you hold the horse and you go. And then you proclaim. So, thy security will be saying, ah, give way, excuse. Are you seeing your future? Are you seeing your future? These are the components. All those who doubt, it will happen to you. I don't want to. All those who don't believe it. Be at your dansoman or kwashiman, whatever, bubuashi area or whatever, but those who have faith, you wear crowns You will drive king's horses. Princes will be driving you. Number six, glory. I hope you are remembering the verse from Revelation 5:12. Blessing, power, riches, wisdom, and strength, and honor. We finish honor. Now we are left with glory. Now, glory is from a Greek word, doxa, which means beauty, attractiveness, charm. Esther chapter 2. Verse 15. Esther chapter 2, verse 15. Now, when the 10, so many girls had come. When the 10 of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was coming to go into the king, she required nothing but what the king, the keeper, requested. Is that not so? And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all of them that looked like. That means it's an old way of saying they liked her. So Esther was taken unto the king Ahasuerus. She was taken, escorted. The great day had come. And Esther was taken to the king. And verse 17. And the king loved Esther above all the women. And she obtained grace and favor. Now this is supernatural. You see, I don't want you as a girl to say, because I'm pretty. Marriage is not by prayer. That's why she obtained also grace and favor. Grace is for the things that are not nice, that there is grace for. If you don't have grace in your eyes, you cannot choose a girl. That's why older people who are trying to get married, they find it difficult to get married. But when they see this, you are like this. You remind me of my former Abigail. You remind me of Abigail. You remind me of Vashti. You need both to be nice and grace. There is no, you see, there's no marriage that happened before the fall. We have not seen a picture of marriage before man fell. So we don't have any idea what it would be like. But marriage today is between two fallen people. So marriage today, what you are seeing is not the original plan. It's a modified, struggling, hustling version of two hustlers trying to stay together till they die. It's not a small project, I tell you. It's one of the most major projects you can ever embark on. That's why Jesus didn't bother. He said, look, this thing, he saw all the beautiful guys say, hey, you girls, I know the troubles you bring. Stay in your time. I'm 33 years, I'm out of here. True. She obtained grace and favor. Anybody who is nice to you will have some person. Your ears are a bit long. Your nose is a little. Your hair is a bit. And most brothers are amazed when they get married and the breasts are not there where they thought it was. What a shock! So you need not only favor, but grace. One day, a certain brother came and told me, I've got a beloved. But there's only one problem with it. And that is how it always is, but there's always a problem. They're expecting like a beloved without a problem. But there's this one thing. I said, what is the problem? He said, she is too dark. Midnight. She's very beautiful. I like her and I like her family, but she's too dark. Dark and lovely. She vanishes in the night. I don't see her in church. Like when we are having church, I don't see her. Hey! What a problem. It's only during the day services I see her, but in the night I don't see her. Fantastic. Esther chapter 5. Esther chapter 5. It happened again. It happened twice to Esther. For her marriage and when the crisis came. Esther chapter 5 verse 1. Now it came to pass on the third day. This was when Haman, Mordecai told her, look, go and tell the king. If you look at chapter 4 verse 14. Esther 4:14. Look at 4:14 please. He warned her. He said, look, don't think you are escaping the palace. We were outside. You were in the palace. You are joking. If you think we will die, you will be saved. You will see fire in the house there. Be serious. I better go and talk for us. You get it? So Mordecai said, go and speak to the king. Go and speak to your husband. She said, we are wives, but we don't just go like that. Because you see, in his second marriage, he didn't allow women to be too big. From what he saw with Vashti, you are a wife, but you must know your place. You can't just come like that. Know your place. You can easily die. You can easily die in the marriage if you come. So she came. It is the second marriage. Chapter 5. The king's second marriage. So it came to pass on the third day, Esther put on her royal, like she spotted. Ooh, she bathed, she put on the oil and creams, remove all the smelling parts, and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over the king's house, and the king sat on his throne. And he saw at the gate of the house, which beauty, beautiful. Verse 2, and it was so when the king saw her standing. You see, when God's favor is, you don't have to talk to him. Hello, my name is, I've come here today to impress you about my vision for orphans in Ghana. I went to Wesley Girls, I went to Holy Child. No. When he saw her, no talking. No talking. May you be so nice that there is no talking, but you are like because there is no talking. She obtained favor in his sight. Supernatural, again. The first time it was with many other women. This time it was, he was not in the mood. Now he was older, erections were not working, and desire was not as much. So when you come with the time to shake your buttocks, and it doesn't work in that way anymore. It doesn't work that way. This is a second marriage. He's an old man. The man had wrinkles. But when he saw her, he said, if I was younger, I said, darling, come. And look at what he promised. Read it. He said, what do you want? What do you want? What is your request? What do you need? Sometimes when a man loves you, he wants to give you things which you don't even need. It's true. That's why people buy cars for people buy cars for people. Hey! And sometimes and women are the people who don't even know anything about cars. They don't know. They don't know what car they are in. But the man is from his heart doing something great. That's his way of showing love. But it doesn't mean any. The ladies, they don't know whether you are driving a Toyota, Hyundai. They know the color. So it's blue. It's black. That's all. So the king himself came and he said, I want to buy a car. So he asked her, what shall I give? Up to half of my kingdom. Look at it. Half of the kingdom. It's supernatural. I mean, just by standing there without saying a word. You've got half of the kingdom. This is the only work. The only work you've done is to dress and stand there. When she, Charlie, you will be smiling. You will be getting favor. You will be getting half of the kingdom. I tell you. Beauty, glory, 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 glory. You see, God gave glory to Esther. And that kept on taking her higher. So one of your great blessings is glory. Glory. There's power. There's riches. There's wisdom. There's strength. There's honor. And there's glory. Glory. Attractive. You are drawn. It's drawn. Beautiful. Up to half of the kingdom.
Wow.
Half of the kingdom. Just showing up. She just stood there. She didn't do pornography. No. There was no pornography. It is a new thing. She was fully dressed. Those of you who think that you have to be half naked to show whatever. It is. You know, I'll tell you, when you are healed of pornography, when you see them, you see, you the feeling you feel is pity. When you are not healed of it, if you are attracted to it, you are not well, usually. It's true. When you are healed, you see them, you say, oh, what are these people doing? How? You feel for the person. Be serious. Three men are having sex with you and there are 18 people are filming. Can she be a happy person? Let's be serious. And finally, blessing. These are the components of your long-awaited promotion. Genesis 22, verse 16. These are things that come from God. And God said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord. Because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, that in blessing I will bless thee. Multiplying, I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and the sun which is upon the seashores. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Now, this is the last thing in the long-awaited promotion, a blessing. Now, what is a blessing? Those who don't know blessings will joke with it. But if you go outside of this room and you see the environment, just starting from, I can see. You wouldn't believe that this is one of the top areas of Ghana. This is the elite, high-level Dubai zone of Ghana. We are not in. They sell the land here in dollars. They don't use cities to buy land here. Yes. A plot here is going to thousands of US dollars for one. Yes. And it's not a normal plot, smaller. There's nothing you can buy here for less than $100,000. But look outside. And you wonder whether you are in a farm. Yes. You see, when you travel, you understand the word blessing and the word curse. You see that it's a continuous, invisible influence that guides things to go a certain way. And God told Abraham, I will bless you. The whole world will be blessed. That's how come Jesus comes from Abraham. I'll bless you. Jews today, Zuckerberg, Facebook, all the banks, all the top hospitals in America, Beth Israel, this hospital, that, everything belongs to Jews. All the law firms are all owned by Jews all over the world. Germany, America, everywhere they've killed them, they are more. Huh? The inventions, somebody even compared the inventions of Jews and their neighbors. It's amazing. You see the inventions. You can read in my book, How to Neutralize Curses. Those who don't respect, have a proper respect for curses and blessings. They don't understand spiritual things. But if you know it, you understand what is a blessing and what is a curse. It follows you, it follows your children, it follows everything. It's a mystery. True. Ghana is one of the richest countries in the world. Look, you think you are in a farm. It's fantastic. Yeah. So, in addition to the power and the riches and the strength, power to eat, and the strength and the glory, the beauty. I'm sure the girls like the beauty part. It's because it's the beauty, that favor that makes you get married. To march down the aisle. Ta-da, ta-da. Sa-da-ta-ta. Ta-da-ta-ta. 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 Ta. But it's your day. It's really come. There is no attachment to this. It's a normal thing. God is blessing it. It's a blessing. Few have it. I thought it was an older something for a certain day. Few people have that type of marriage. And are able to stay. Feel. It's a real blessing. So your long-awaited promotion contains all these seven components. And now, to be able to get these components, you need to do what? Pass the examinations. Which are too many for me to go into now. So I don't know when I'm going to share these tests with you. Yes. We need a camp. Yeah. Isn't it true? Yeah. But each one takes you higher. When you pass, you see, and it's like the discretion is the ability. That's what I wanted to share about. The ability to judge and wisely maneuver in everything that comes to you. And throughout your life, things come to you. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do next? Every day I think, what should I do next? What's my next move? Yes. What's my next move? And depending on the move that I make, things go a certain way. And depending on the move you make, things go a certain way. And that's why I said, many of you who are doing courses, when you finish the course, we can't see the job that you do. You are going to do law after. So say I to you. Yes. Law and medicine, accounting, professional. I'm insisting on all my children. You have to do something. Yes. I want you to do it. Amen? Or I should not insist. Yes. It's not too long. You do it. We'll be here till you finish. You see, it's a move. You see, if you are a lawyer and you say, you are doing business and you are a lawyer, it's different from, so I did psychology and what? And Russian. I did psychology and Russian in the university and I'm now a businessman. It's different from, so I've been called to, but I'm a lawyer and I'm doing business. Or you did oceanography. You are studying sharks. Sharks and whales. And now you say, when will you see a shark? I mean, how can it help us? Are you listening to me? And that's why those in the ministry, we insist on them going to the school properly. Our school is not a small school. If you do the school well, you'll do well. Today I have a bishop. He's one of the first graduates. He used to be a hunter. He used to hunt. When he was describing his work to me, I couldn't believe. Running through the forest, chasing animals, killing them. And he said, and when we are tired, I said, what do you do in the middle of the forest in the night? I lie down and I sleep. I said, you lie down where? So I lie down in the forest. I said, are you not afraid? He said, I'm not afraid. Snakes, everything. No. He's a bishop today. Huh? He's from the school, Anakazo Bible School. Yes. He's driving a Nissan Patrol. When I went to the funeral of this, whatever, I saw the cars that the IGPs and all, the GP1, GP2, GP3, that's the same car that he's also using. He's a man of God now. A hunter. I have two strange pastors. One's a hunter and the other one was a fisherman on the whatever. Yeah. He's not even in Ghana. He used to go fish on the canoe all the time. He's now a pastor. So, God is going to give you your long-awaited promotion. How many are ready to pass? James 1 verse 2. I love it. Ida, come and help me to sing. Because you know when you sang and I could hear the words better.
Count it all joy, even when it seems so hard to know he'll never give you more than you can handle.
He'll never give you more than you can handle.
Count it all joy, even it seems so hard to know he'll never
give you more
than you can handle.
You know, God will not give you a test that is for university when you are in primary school. So when you are facing a test, sometimes it's because God wants to take you. I mean, years ago, I remember, you know, a sister told me a very sad story. And I told her, God wants to lift you up. That is why you are experiencing what you are experiencing. It did not make sense, but that was the reality. Count it all joy. Count it all joy. All the tests. You know, as young people, some of the things we are struggling with. I was talking to a brother. I said, you are going to drive out this curse from your life of masturbation and pornography. It is going. And every time you sleep, you see animals. And I said, it is an evil spirit. It will go from you in Jesus' name. Count it all joy. Whatever Satan seemed to throw to you. Yes.
Count it all joy, even when it seems so hard to. And no, he'll never give you more than you can handle. Come on and count it all joy, even when it seems so hard to. And no, he'll never give you more than you can handle. Everyone goes through trying times.
Everyone.
Joy comes in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning.
And even when it seems hard to find, He gives us peace for you and me. abandon everything. Count it all joy. Count it all joy.
Your promotion.
Even
just after this exam.
It's
your promotion.
So hard to and know he'll never
give you
more than you can handle. The evil one may come
and try. He thinks he's winning.
To take away your gladness. And even when it seems that he's won.
When it seems he's won.
We are to claim the victory.
We are to claim the victory.
He praises through everything and in everything. Count it all joy, count it all joy. Even when it seems so hard to and know he'll never give you more than you can handle.
You know, when I look at my life, it's like, I'm sorry to say, I wish I would say something different, but it's like promotion has rather come through sadness. We would never have moved to the Kodesh if we have not experienced the greatest crisis. That's what moved us. Not my coming to say, God says, thus says the Spirit of the Lord. I wish it was. I wish I was so spiritual that I would know these things. Huh? I wish I was so more powerful that the Spirit of God says, move from Koligo. No, I was more determined to stay than ever. And then came the big bang. Banged us out. And I can mention one thing after that. And some of them I can't mention. I can't. But each one takes you higher. So remember, every test you must go. So I'm going to try, not today, but I'm going to try to take you through past questions on just the test of managing, handling one thing after another. Mashandola bakabaranda. And your long awaited promotion with God has destined for your life. Blessings, glory, honor, power, riches, help from God is going to be your portion at the end of each trial of your life. Stand to your feet.
Come on and count it all joy, even when it seems so hard.
Lift your hand and thank God. Father, we give you thanks. Thank you for your word today. Thank you for speaking us today.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for giving us trials and tests. We give you thanks that in the midst of it all, we see your promotion. Long awaited promotion. Shambola sandele mekema adala mama ndele mele mele. Ola marola mele sandele mekebara. Put your hand on your stomach and receive the strength. May you be strengthened by the Spirit in the inner man. Be strengthened by the Spirit in the inner man. Be strengthened by the Spirit in the inner man. Shambo kabala zabala 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 zabala. Father, thank you for strength that is coming to our lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. As every head is bowed, and if you are here today and you want to give your life to God, to Jesus Christ, I want to help you by praying with you. I want to pray with you about to give your heart to God. If you are here like that, Pastor, pray with me. I want God. I need Jesus. If you're here like that, raise your right hand up high. Just raise your right hand. And I'm praying with you. God bless you. I want Jesus. I want God. I don't want to be the way I am. I want to come closer to God. And I want to serve Jesus. I want to be born again. I want whatever it is you are saying. Help me, Pastor. Pray with me. I need God. I need Jesus. I see all your hands. God bless you. If you have lifted your hand, do one more thing. Come to me. Come from where you are standing. Come to the front quickly.
Jesus.
Pray. Come quickly. Let us pray. Say this prayer with me. All those of you in front, say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you. Please wash away my sins. From today, I will serve Jesus Christ. From today, I'll follow Jesus Christ. Please write my name in the book of life. I am sorry for my sins. I'm sorry for all that I have done that is wrong. Have mercy on me. I thank you, Father. I thank you, O God, for loving me and saving my life today. In Jesus' name I pray. Now say after me, Satan, from today I will not follow you again. I will not serve you again. I belong to Jesus. And I will serve Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Now, I want to give you a present. Those of you who have come to the front. This is my book. And I'm giving to you free. It's not for sale. Don't. If anybody asks you for money, don't give the person. This is a gift for your life. Amen. When we close, all of you in the front here. Hello? Hello? All of you in front here, come to the side where the people are wearing red. It's a blessing for you. Okay? That is a great blessing. Father, bless these people. Change their lives forever, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may go back to your seat. You may be seated. It's time for us to have communion. Healing is coming in our lives.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which is poured out for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal. It is the meal of God. Whoa, whoa. It will sustain you. It will heal you. It will give you life. When I see the blood, oh, 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 I will pass over you. Over you. God sent prophet Elijah on a long journey.
Yes.
40 days and 40 nights, Elijah needed supernatural strength. Oh, prophet Elijah, take this meal and eat. It will sustain you. 40 days and for 40 nights. When I see the blood, oh, 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 oh. over you. I will pass over you. Today you hold in your hand.
John 6:57, as the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me shall live by me. Are you standing? Now, what is he saying? The living Father has sent me. And the living Father who has sent me, I live by the Father. In other words, I live by the power of the Father. So Jesus had a supernatural life on earth. Now, he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. So, every time you take the communion, you are eating Jesus, and your life is going to be lived by Jesus, by his power, by his presence, by his goodness, by whatever he stands for. Do you believe it? Now, every time Derek Prince said, and I was amazed, you know, sometimes the more you develop spiritually, you learn things. He said that when God revealed to him about the communion, he felt that people did not have communion enough. So he and his wife began to have communion every day. He said he has communion every day. And we are just doing it every week. And you would think we are doing it a lot, because we used to do it once a year, once a month. But you see, he that eateth me shall live by me. Hey, so your life is now by Jesus. And in the name of Jesus. One day I was attacked by a dog. One of the largest and most ferocious dogs I've ever seen. I was all alone on a road in the middle of the night at about 1 a.m. And suddenly this dog came, barking and rushing at me. The dog was about this height. Yeah. The type of dog that's like a wolf. It came. And this time, I was all alone. No human being in sight. And I stood there, having only God and only Jesus. And I said, in the name of Jesus, all alone. The dog stopped. See where my hand is? Like, stop here in front of my finger. In the name of Jesus. You should have seen us that night on the road. The two of us. The dog is here and I'm standing. In the name of Jesus. Power of God stopped the dog. The dog was standing there. The dog could not progress in its wicked intentions against my life. And I would not want to fight with such a dog. It's like fighting with a wolf. It only has to get your neck and that's it. You know, they go for the neck. Yeah. If they get the neck and that's it. If they hold it, you can't remove it. If they hold it, you can't remove it. And that's it. That's how they kill. In the name of Jesus. He that eateth me shall live by me. Whatever cannot eat Jesus, cannot kill Jesus, cannot kill you. Do you believe these things? You must believe it. Now, he said, thou shalt tread on the lion. What is that? And the adder. And you shall trample upon the young lion and the serpent, the dragon. What's that? You shall tread and trample. There are animal spirits that come hunting. You know, when I look around, I can see. Sometimes in the night, I prefer to pray in the night. There are times that suddenly I become afraid. It's that you can sense there are things. Recently, I was in London. I was praying, and something came into the room. Suddenly, fear. There was no fear. There was this suddenly fear came. And I began to be oppressed. And I laughed. And I said, Jesus, 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 whatever, what you are called, what is your name? I trample over you in the name of Jesus. He said, thou shalt trample over the dragon. Whatever dragon is coming to your house is declared trampled upon in the name of Jesus. Whatever young lion, see, a young lion is different from an old lion. What young lion is coming to your house? He said that the devil comes like a roaring lion. It's one of the animal spirits, a lion. If you want to understand the devil, you can look at a lion to see his behavior. A lot of fear. Wow! Your heart will. Whatever frightens you, you are declared delivered from fear in the name of Jesus. Dragon spirit. Most of us have not seen a dragon before. Whatever strange creature comes into your life, I command the head of that thing to be cut off. By the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever poisons, pollutes your life, and neutralize it today by the power of the name of Jesus. He that eateth me shall live by me. Just as Jesus came and he lived by the Father supernaturally, you are supernaturally living by Jesus today. Father, thank you for the body of Jesus that we are now eating. Let healing come unto every soul. Let every wound be supernaturally healed. Let the place of a curse be covered with a blessing. Whatever device, lion, that takes away life, we curse the lion now in Jesus' name. By Jesus, you shall live. The body of Jesus Christ. Since the day the serpent came into the garden and poisoned the lives of human beings, how many have realized that the human race is in emergency? The whole world is in a state of shock, anaphylactic shock, hypovolemic shock, and all other kinds of shock have taken over. That's why men have developed what is called antivenom. Something, a liquid that can neutralize the bite. Today, whatever is biting you, as we receive this blood, the venom of the serpent, the poison of the dragon, the poison of demons and demon powers, is neutralized in the name of Jesus. Whatever makes you sad, whatever makes you cry, whatever makes you balance between life and death, I command it neutralized today by the blood of the Lamb. You are no more balancing between life and death. You are receiving life and strength. Receive strength for all your tests. Receive strength for all your trials. Receive strength to pass every examination and be promoted in the name of Jesus. Your long-lasting, long-awaited promotion. By the blood of the Lamb, you will live to see it and enjoy it in the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins and the mistakes of the world. The blood of Jesus.
Today you hold in your hand the body of Christ, the communion of the bread, the supernatural meal. Oh, this is the holy meal that came from heaven. Eat my flesh and drink my blood, and you will have life. You will be whole. You will be delivered, you will be set free. The enemy cannot touch you. Oh, you will be covered. Oh, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Father, thank you for your blessing as we have received the body and the blood. We thank you that we are exempted from darkness. We are exempted from the curse. We are exempted from wickedness because of the blood of the Lamb. Thank you for healing power, healing for our minds, healing for our souls, healing for our bodies, healing from every diagnosis, healing from every plague, healing from every charm, healing from every evil. In the name of Jesus, we live by you, O God. We walk in your help. We walk in your goodness. In Jesus' name, now lift your hands. May you begin to experience traces of your long-awaited promotion. Receive blessings. Receive power. Receive riches. Receive honor. Receive glory. And receive strength from above. You are declared mighty and strong. You are declared strengthened and empowered. Whatever is coming against you, you are now stronger than that thing. Has come into your life is rejected because of your strength today. We declare and repel all forms of attacks and invasions of demonic forces in the name of Jesus. Let the angels of the Lord take their positions in your dwelling place. Let the superior powers of Jehovah enter your darkness and shine the light of God. Let the chariots of God fight on your behalf as they fought for Elisha. Let the Lord open your eyes and see him. and his mercy. Let the victory of the Lord be declared over every voice, over every personality, over every entity, over every creature, over every wickedness, over every idol, over every power, over every darkness, over every curse, in the name of Jesus. Victory is declared. All forms of criticism, speakings, imaginations of wicked men, ideas that are contrary to the will of God for your life, we cancel and abort them now in Jesus' name. I command you to have divine escape from terror. Divine escape from terror. Divine escape from terror. Divine escape from terror. In the name of Jesus. Whatever terrifies and frightens, you have divinely escaped from it today. In the name of Jesus. You are safe on land. You are safe in the air. You are safe on the sea. You are safe on your journeys. All those taking a journey this week, you are declared covered by the blood of the Lamb, by the feathers of Jehovah. You shall go and return with good news. God will bless you as you go, and you will return victoriously. You are blessed going and you are blessed coming. And now, when you go from this place back to your house, whatever idol or whatever imagination and power is waiting for you, it will bow to you in the name of Jesus. I command Satan to bow in Jesus' name. I command devils to bow in the name of Jesus. I command wickedness to bow in the name of Jesus. You are loose from the dragon. You are loose from the serpent. You are loose from the lion. You are loose from the young lion's grip. In the name of Jesus. As David delivered his sheep from the bear and the lion, today the Lord Jesus rescues you from the teeth of the bear and the teeth of the lion, devils that are fighting you, in the name of Jesus. No lion can keep you in his mouth. No bear can keep you in his mouth. You are free from evil powers in Jesus' name. Fornication, masturbation, pornography, adultery, homosexuality, powers broken in your life in the name of Jesus. Whatever keeps you from getting married, I remove the iron rod that have kept you in the cage, that has not exposed you and caused you to be released into marriage. I command your release to marriage now in Jesus' name. The favor of Esther, the favor and the grace that she received, receive it also now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. I speak to the ground that you are standing on. Any ground that is watery and slippery, I command you to be stable now. Every shaking ground under your feet, hey, be stable in Jesus' name. Turn into a rock in the name of Jesus. Every sinking sand, every miry clay, every watery ground, every wicked foundation, I cast you in Jesus' name. I command a rock of stability to be under your feet now. You are declared stable. You are declared stable. You are declared healed. And you are declared blessed. A bad news that you heard last week, in the name of Jesus, I tie it and I bind it. Its power is finished. Its power is finished. Its power is finished. In the name of Jesus. Expect good news this week. Your long-awaited promotion. I prophesy your long-awaited promotion. I prophesy and predict your long-awaited promotion. Power and riches and blessings and honor and strength are yours in the name of Jesus. Power and riches and blessings and honor and glory and strength are yours in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and say thank you to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. His blessing. When I see the blood.
When I see the blood. When I see the blood.
I pass over you.
When I see the blood. When I see the blood. He that is a priest shall live by me. He that is a priest shall live by me.
I will pass over you.
Pass over you.
Lift your hands. Now, everybody say thank you to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Say, start saying thank you to
thank
God.
You,
thank
Jesus.
You. Thank Him.
Thank you.
As Jesus stood in front of Lazarus' grave, He said only one thing, thank you.
Thank
As Jesus
power.
Stood to feed 5,000, He said only one thing, thank you.
Thank you.
Begin to say thank you. And a miracle of provision, a miracle of blessing is coming into your life. What you need is coming forth. Receive it now! In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blessing. Now put your hand on your belly. He said, "And you'll be strengthened by your spirit in the inner man." Right now, receive strength in the inside. Receive strength on the inner man. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You'll never be weak again. You'll never be feeble again. You'll never fall again. You are strengthened by God's power in the inside. In Jesus' name. Whatever makes you cry, whatever makes you fall, whatever makes you weak, whatever makes you stumble, God has strengthened you now in Jesus' name. Lift your hands and thank Him. Thank Him. Receive your blessing from the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers. Receive it.
Thank you.
We receive it, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Be seated.
Thank you.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dyckerwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dyckerwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.